About 200 church leaders from around the state gathered in Madison yesterday to discuss strategies for winning public approval for the amendment to ban gay marriage. Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Research Institute says the churches will play a key role in defining the future of marriage in the state.
In our vernacular, we're trying to fill them up and fire them up so they can go back into their individual communities with a very strong sense of urgency that the church needs to find its moral voice and begin speaking up on important issues. Certainly right now we want to talk about the marriage issue.
Church leaders who oppose the amendment will also be using their pulpits to urge their flocks to defeat the amendment. Madison United Church of Christ Reverend Kurt Anderson has already been doing it and says many more ministers will likely follow suit. Anderson says his sermons will focus on the golden rule.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Certainly, I would like others to honor the most important relationship in my life. If I want that for myself, then according to Jesus, it's up to me to give that to other people also.
Legally, churches can play an advocacy role in the amendment debate. One of the speakers at Tuesday's gathering was attorney Glenn Levy of the Alliance Defense Fund. He's been an advisor for church groups in several other states where the gay marriage ban has already passed. He says as long as churches don't advocate for a specific candidate in an election, they will not violate rules governing nonprofit institutions.
This is not speaking out on behalf of a candidate, it's speaking out on a social issue. And they can teach their church what the Bible says marriage is, and that their congregation should support that in the political arena.
The gay rights group Fair Wisconsin has just hired a full-time faith outreach director. As the November election approaches, more and more sermons in the state may include biblical references to the tie that binds and how it should be addressed in the state constitution. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.